Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. We are joined now by David Boucher, the head coach of the Panthers. A thrilling win in week one against Hiawatha, 18-13, back-to-back years in the season opener that you've played close games with Hiawatha. This time you guys are able to pull out the win. Certainly maybe you could argue a tale of two halves, but we'll kind of dive into it. But nonetheless, coach, you start the year 1-0, certainly got to be pleased with getting that win in the game.
Yeah, I think the kids were super excited to do that. It's our first time winning the opener since 2021, and before that it's been a few years. So I think it's a great way to start, good momentum to the season, and just it's fun to see the kids have joy and be proud of themselves for a hard fought win.
Well, you were down 7-6 at the half, and you come out, get a couple of touchdowns in the second half. Hiawatha gets a kickoff return, but you guys were able to hold on. Is it fair to say it was a tale of two halves? Did you make certain adjustments that showed in the second half, maybe compared to the first?
Yeah, we made some adjustments offensively and defensively on for both sides of the ball, both in game and after the first drive. You know, coaches brand new at Hiawatha. We didn't know exactly what they were going to do. We kind of thought we did, based on preseason publications and whatnot. We kind of knew what he did at his old school, but we didn't know exactly. And they came out and they executed their stuff at a high level. And then we adjusted after that first defensive drive. But yeah, halftime we made some adjustments. But you know, this is the second straight year that we get inside the 10-yard line in the second quarter and don't score. You know, our yardage in both halves were roughly the same. It's just converting and getting in the end zone. But we made some small adjustments. Kids really handled that, and it was exciting to see them.
Well, we talked last week, of course, for our first go-around heading into that week one game, and you felt pretty good. It sounded like, you know, with where the offensive line was, where the running backs were, of course, with a couple good guys returning, and Jackson Stevens again had a big game for you. But the performance of the offensive line in week one, how would you grade that?
Excellent. Best offensive line since we've personally been here. I mean, they got off the ball, they hit. They executed their calls. They were creative with their blocking schemes and they were adaptive on the field, which is great. We made some some major mistakes, every once in a while, but they're all effort mistakes, things that we can fix. We got a couple holding calls in the second half that killed a couple of drives, and we made some calls that probably we didn't need to make, and so we had some confusion up there, so we just got to continue to communicate out and in and so on and so forth in between each other. And so we left some guys unblocked at the point of attack that we shouldn't have done. But we were able to overcome those more times than not. So it was exciting to watch the offensive line. Again, best offensive line in game one that we've had.
And we could talk about Jackson Stevens, of course, another big night for him, couple of touchdowns, over 130 yards. But I want to go to the other side of the ball. How about the defense? What'd you think of them overall and how'd they perform in week one?
Excellent. We talked last week about the keys of the game, and you know it's the ball, the ball, the ball, and we forced three turnovers, and then we didn't turn the ball over at all. And that's really the stat of the game, I think. We ran to the football. We had an 86% effort grade, which is the highest we've had in a game one since I've been here, and they just continued putting themselves in the right position. Even if they didn't make the play, they were making the right effort to the play, and they just got to finish. And like I said, Hiawatha, credit to them, they really ran good stuff. And you know, coach has only had them for 3 weeks, and he's got them going. Plus the summer, but he got them executing a new offense in a really really well. So I was happy that the defense played well. Because we had to, because Hiawatha did a great job.
David Boucher joining us here, Royal Valley football coach, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. We'll take a timeout, come back at Jeff West here for the Panthers in week two. We'll talk about it after a break here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley football coach, that is David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. A 1-0 start for the Panthers, 18-13 victorious in week number one at home against Hiawatha, now going on the road for the first time here in week number two at Jeff West. Coach, team coming off a loss to a pretty good Riley County team, 27-14 was that final. What can you tell us about Jeff West?
Well, they're an improved football team. This is Coach Bowen's fourth year. And they continue to get, more kids out and they're executing their stuff at a higher level. Their offensive coordinator is in his second year in Alex Thornberry, and like former head coach himself at Atchison County. And, they're doing, really good things. They've added to their playbook and they're mixing and matching, giving you some different things to look at and with their shifts and their motions and whatnot. And their kids are playing hard, and that's, harder than they have in the past, so that's always good to see.
Resilient, certainly, in the week one loss to Riley County, because, again, they were down 27-0 at the half, but only end up losing the game 27-14. They got a big touchdown pass and then a short run as well. Have you been able to watch the film, from that game last week, and what kind of maybe stands out more than something else?
Well, like you said, they're very resilient, didn't give up. Something you got to always – look at when teams have good culture is what their sideline does, when they're up, when they're down, and their sideline stayed in it and their kids were hooping and hollering. That's good. And, 27-0, but, they were kind of self-inflicted wounds and gave them short fields and whatnot. So, and Riley County was able to take advantage of that. But, when Riley County had to drive the whole field, Jeff West was able to stop them, and so their defense is playing much better. And, so their weapons are strong, and that big long pass was like 70 yards, I think, and they executed the play call and sold it and sold the bubble and got the fake on the over the top throw. So it's gonna be a challenge for us, and I'm excited for it, and kind of the little rivalry that we have with Jeff West and Holton in our local old Big Seven schools.
Yeah, let's talk about just keys to the game. What's kind of the expectation for Friday night, and what do you want to see from your team to get a win?
What we talked about last week, the ball is the most important thing. 2 years ago, we had 4 interceptions, a couple of fumble recoveries against them, and we won big. And last year, we didn't have those opportunities, and they didn't give them to us, and they hit some big plays on us. And so we got to try to go get the ball, and if they give us the opportunity, we got to intercept it or we got to get a fumble. Maybe they won't, maybe they will, but we gotta try to go get that ball. And when we got the ball, we have to hold on to it. We gotta control the line of scrimmage, and we can't turn the ball over, and we gotta execute our stuff.
There it is, Dave Boucher, Royal Valley football coach, a 1-0 start, beating Hiawatha last week, 18-13. They go on the road for the first time here in 2024, another league tilt at Jefferson West tomorrow night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, sir.